property of Bedtime Stories Productions Limited. Title: Christmas Bedtime Stories. A snow-covered town from above. A snowy gazebo decorated with wreaths. Text: Aaron Cahill. Text: Steve Lund. A military base from above blanketed in white. Text: and Charlie Weber. Uniformed men and women pass the entrance of the base. Text: Victoria Dunsmore Teagan Moss. A sign reads: Marine Corps Camp Bancroft. Text: Alice Kummerix Tausia Sanders. A woman takes a star tree topper out of a box. We follow her as she walks.
Paul, that's perfect. Hey guys, can't wait for a cup. Oh, that goes just in the back, Deb. That is going to come in handy. The kids are going to love that. This is for you.
She hands the tree topper to someone decorating a tree and glances at her clipboard, then scans the bustling room with a smile.
Sergeant Wilson, hi. The toys for 8 to 10-year-olds go over there.
Got it. Thanks, Danielle.
Are Matthew and the boys so excited about the Christmas holidays?
Ecstatic. What about Audrey?
Oh, over the moon.
Oorah.
Oorah.
She looks at her clipboard and takes out a pen.
I'm late. The math teachers had a last-minute gift exchange. Oh, it feels so good to be off for Christmas vacation, doesn't it?
Vacation? We have so many toys left to collect. And don't get me started on the toy drive party. I don't even have a Christmas tree yet. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done by Christmas.
Yeah, but that stuff is fun. I mean, teaching a bunch of 17-year-olds calculus, now that deserves combat pay.
They look to the left.
They're here.
Let's make some Christmas magic. Santa and his elf are in the house.
Ah, well, Pierce, I think you are missing the beard and the belly, but we'll take it.
Merry Christmas, lady.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for doing this. You guys always come through for the kids.
Best part about working for a toy company.
Christmas, baby. Let me show you what we got.
They open the truck filled with toys.
Oh.
We have got the hottest new toys. The kids are going to love them.
Oh.
This one is special for frazzled toy drive coordinators.
He hands her the Santa.
Santa? That's perfect.
Oh. I love these things.
Oh, make that stop.
Can we start bringing these in for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, Sergeant. Thank you. I will help direct.
Nope.
Perfect.
She nods.
Nice shot.
Nailed it.
Thanks, Beth.
See you next.
Thanks, Rick.
They take hands.
Where's my other favorite girl?
Oh, Audrey is caroling at the retirement home.
Right.
He smiles.
And are we still on for tonight?
Oh, yeah. The tangled Christmas lights in my garage have your name all over them, should you choose to accept the mission.
You are looking at the master detangler.
Okay.
What about the tree?
Tomorrow. Audrey wants you to help us pick one out at the lot. Oh, and afterwards, we're going to set up a collection booth in Town Square. I want to get as many toys as possible. It is crunch time.
Yes, and yes, and anything else you need me to say yes to.
You are the best.
Oh, and Danielle, I was hoping maybe we could talk about some things later.
She furrows her brow.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
See you later.
Great.
He smiles as he watches her go. Audrey gets off of a school bus with Danielle and a dog waiting for her.
It was okay.
Oh, honey. It's the start of Christmas break, and you look like... I kind of look like the Scrooge.
She pets her head.
Everything.
Oh, this calls for extra sprinkles.
We move over family photos of Audrey, Danielle, and her husband on the fridge. Danielle shakes sprinkles over hot cocoa with whipped cream.
Here goes, sweetheart.
Audrey takes the cocoa and looks up with big eyes.
Well, at school said I'm weird because I'm bringing my mom to the Christmas father-daughter dance.
Oh, honey, you're not weird. And, you know, some of the dads are deployed anyway, so you won't be the only one there.
But I'm bringing my mom.
Yeah, and your mom has got some pretty cool moves.
Mommy.
Danielle stops dancing and smiles.
Daddy would have been excited about the dance.
Oh, yeah. Your dad loved to dance. At our wedding, he was trying to do a split and he ripped his dress blues.
No way.
Yeah, way.
She nods.
I think he mostly would have been excited about this special night for just the two of you.
There's lots I don't remember about him.
She looks up with a frown.
I know, honey.
Hello?
Hello?
In the kitchen.
Did someone call the Christmas cavalry?
Yes.
Hi, Aunt Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Pierce.
Hello.
He crouches next to her.
You dazzled him today with your amazing voice, didn't you?
She nods. He pets her head.
Okay. Do you want to lead me to these lights?
Yes. Can you two get started on the decorations?
Mm-hmm. By the time we're done, Mrs. Claus herself will be jealous.
Pierce follows Danielle out into the garage.
Okay, here we are.
Ooh, boy.
They are more tangled than I remember. Sorry.
goodness. Yeah, don't worry about that. I just hope I can do the house justice.
Hey, you string up 5 lights and I'd be happy. Last year, I stapled my shirt to the house.
Now that's something I'd like to see.
Hey, it was my favorite shirt.
I'm sorry about your shirt.
Yeah.
He looks at the lights.
Seriously, I'm more excited about this Christmas than I have been in a long time.
He looks at her.
I'm happy you're spending it with us.
He nods. She reaches out to him.
You wanted to talk to me about something?
Yeah, okay if we wait till later?
It might be a while, but yeah, sure.
Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure.
You're awesome. Good luck.
He watches her go.
It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas in here. All we need is a tree, right, kiddo?
Jane glances at the trifold flag on the mantle as she decorates it with lights. Audrey stares at a photo of a man in uniform.
Hey, Aud. I have some more decorations in the kitchen, and there might be some chocolate in there, too.
Okay.
She turns and goes to the kitchen. Jane watches her. Danielle walks to the box of decorations and picks something up.
What's with Audrey?
The Christmas father-daughter dance is coming up, and she's upset about Colby. She started asking a lot of questions about him lately. Kind of caught me off guard.
She is getting older. She must be curious. She wasn't even 5 when he died.
I can't believe that was almost 3 years ago.
You know, I was gonna ask. The hospital owes me like a month's worth of vacation days that I'm not gonna use. Why don't we go somewhere for spring break? You could bring Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Audrey runs back in with chocolate in her hand.
I see you found the chocolate reindeer. You gonna share or what?
She hesitates, then hands her some chocolate.
Thank you.
Danielle holds up a round ornament with photos of
remember
them.
Remember this? I do remember that Christmas.
Jane takes it. Danielle searches the boxes.
What are you looking for?
Danielle stops and
the
looks up.
The Colby gave me that he turned into a Christmas ornament?
Right.
Is still missing after 3 years. How does an ornament randomly vanish?
Well, you do have a lot of Christmas stuff. I'm sure it's in the house somewhere.
Every year, I think it's randomly going to turn up in one of these bins. But it doesn't. Okay, hi. This chocolate mustache. Guess what time it is?
Bedtime.
Yes, it is. Please go upstairs and wash your face.
Audrey goes.
There. Oh, Pierce is probably freezing out there.
I'll start cleaning up.
Let him know I'll be out soon.
They smile. Danielle brings Audrey a stuffed bear in bed.
Oh.
She picks up a book from the bedside table.
I don't want a book tonight, Mommy.
Really?
Tell me a story about Daddy.
Their dog lowers his head.
This is a Christmas classic. You're gonna love it.
Please, tell me how you met Daddy.
Danielle looks down and smiles.
Okay.
She puts down the book.
Well, it was 11 years ago at the Christmas tree lighting here on base. And I had taught here for a couple years already.
A flashback.
You never know you're surrounded by a 55,000 acre fortress. 5,000 Marines and 2 single ladies? What's a girl got to do around here? Oh, hi, Dad.
Sophia. Merry Christmas, Danielle. Good to see you.
Merry Christmas, General Anderson.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Major Colby Ames with the Marine Corps Toy Drive, and it is my honor to flip the switch tonight. This year we have a noble fir tree, which is considered the king of Christmas trees because of its stiff branches that can hold a ton of lights. Does anyone want to guess how many lights are up there?
1,000?
Close. 2,000. Are we ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He flips the switch. The lights blink on, then fizzle out. He tries the switch again. Santa's face falls.
Little technical difficulty.
I'm gonna go help him.
Danielle walks up to the stage.
Hi. Do you wanna check the circuit breaker and I'll go stall? It's kind of like one of my superpowers.
Thanks.
He walks down and she bounds up on stage.
Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas.
The crowd stares at her.
So, what do Santa's little helpers learn at school?
General Anderson lowers his head. The crowd stares at her blankly.
The alphabet.
She points out with her fingers and smiles. The crowd continues to stare blankly.
That's funny, Mommy.
Well, thank you. I thought so too, but no one was really laughing.
There was one person who got my jokes, though.
What do you call a snowman with a six-pack?
Colby grabs the mic.
Abdominal snowman. That's a good one. Sorry about that, folks. I guess Army engineers installed the wiring. I'm just kidding. Let's try this again.
He flips the switch and the tree lights up. Sophia and her dad smile at one another. Colby and Danielle smile on stage.
It's a close one, how you're telling me. Hey.
He grabs her arm.
I'm Colby, by the way.
Danielle.
They gaze at each other.
My good friend Pierce, the new company he works for, donated a bunch of toys.
That's so nice.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I've got to run. I'll see you at the Christmas party.
See you.
Okay.
Pierce leaves.
So, can I repay you with some world-famous Marine Corps hot cocoa?
She lifts her eyebrows.
World-famous.
They gaze longingly at each other.
I met Daddy and Pierce that night. They actually became really good friends because of the toy drive.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
She picks up the photo on the table.
We took this photo together about an hour after we met.
Audrey smiles.
The first time I saw your daddy, I had butterflies in my stomach.
You ate butterflies?
No, that's when you're excited about someone or something.
Like opening presents on Christmas morning?
Exactly. Because, you know, the best things happen at Christmas time.
My birthday?
Your birthday, mommy and daddy's wedding, Star coming into our lives.
She pets Star.
It's a time of year.
Do you have any more good stories about Daddy?
I do. I actually used to keep a journal.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, but I haven't written in it in a long time. You know what, little lady? It is time for you to go to bed.
Okay.
Danielle kisses her head. She closes Audrey's door. She takes a step. Her face falls and she leans on the wall deep in thought. Danielle walks out the front door.
Okay.
Pierce is on a ladder.
Oh, hi. Oh, I hope you're not too cold out here.
She holds two mugs.
I am a human icicle.
He steps down.
But if I did this right, it's all gonna be worth it. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Just gonna set this down. Let's see.
He holds the button. They stand back.
Okay.
The lights turn on.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, thank you so much.
She half hugs him.
You're beautiful.
He gazes at her. She smiles, then looks up at the lights. He gulps.
Danielle, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
I know that we've only been dating 9 months. Can you believe that it's been 11 years since we first met?
I was literally just telling Audrey about that night.
Really?
She nods.
I've come to know you as the most incredible woman and mom. On our best and worst days, we always manage to make each other smile. And I want that forever.
Her eyes widen. He gets down on one knee.
I love you, Danielle.
He holds up a ring. She shakes her head.
I did not expect this.
He smiles.
Talk to me about it first.
He hesitates.
Yes, of course.
He stands. They smile broadly at each other. Their smiles fade to a gentle gaze. He kisses her. He lifts her up and spins her around as they kiss. He sets her down and they smile. She touches his face. The house. Daytime. Danielle gives Audrey a glass of orange juice and sits across from her.
There's something I need to talk to you about.
The tree? Can I pick it up myself?
Yes, you can. But it's something else. You know how you really care about Pierce and he cares about you?
Yeah.
Well, last night he asked me to marry him.
He did?
She nods. How do
you feel about that?
I guess it's okay. He's super nice.
He is super nice. And I know he's never going to replace Daddy, but he is going to make the best stepdad.
Audrey smiles. Danielle smiles back. We float over snowy rooftops. Danielle walks to the door and opens it to find Pierce.
Hey, come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
He steps in and they hug.
Hi, Audrey.
He holds up a bear.
It's for you.
Aw.
I already have a bear. It used to play my daddy sing Silent Night, but it broke.
Danielle blinks.
Colby caught it for her so that she could hear his voice when he was deployed. Sorry.
Well, maybe your daddy's bear could use a friend.
Well, my bear does get lonely when I'm at school.
She takes it. She turns back. He crouches to her.
I just want you to know how special you and your mom are to me, and that I will always be here for the both of you, okay?
Danielle smiles.
Why don't you go upstairs and introduce your bears?
Okay.
Audrey runs up the stairs. Danielle looks to him and shakes her head with a smile.
She's taking all of this better than I thought.
So, does that mean...
Right. Yes. Yes? The answer is yes.
Yes.
They hug.
I'm glad I brought this.
He takes out the ring.
You're gonna make it official. Yeah.
He puts it on her finger.
Just so beautiful.
They admire it on her hand. She smiles at him. They kiss. They look into each other's eyes, smiling, then hug. A sign reads, "Freshly cut Christmas trees."
Oh, there's so many trees. Which one will we pick?
I don't know.
Can I help you?
Yes, we want something big, like the biggest tree you got. Right, Audrey?
Yes.
It's your lucky day. We got in a small shipment of what we like to call in the business, the king of Christmas trees. Follow me.
Pierce smiles and follows him. Audrey's face falls.
Isn't that what Daddy cut the tree in your story?
Yes. Yeah, it is, honey.
Hey, girls, over here.
He waves them over.
Go.
He holds up a tree.
I love it.
How about you, Danielle?
Sold. Let's get this one home.
Pierce gives them a thumbs up. He smiles at the tree.
Deck the halls with boughs of
carolers sing in the street. People walk up to a roasted chestnut stand. A girl runs from the chestnut stand to a uniformed officer holding a charity collection bucket and drops in some money and runs to the decorated Christmas trees. Audrey, Sophia, and Danielle stand behind the toy drive stand.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Thank you for donating the Marine Corps toy drive.
Pierce smiles at the woman who donated as she leaves.
I still can't believe you two are engaged. Let me see the ring again.
Oh,
come on.
Okay.
She takes off her glove. Oh.
Nice work. I'm so happy for you, too.
Thank you, Sophia. I'm a very lucky man.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Mommy, can I get a Christmas cookie from the bakery?
Sure, honey. Ooh, I'll take her. I'm dying for one of those gingerbread lattes. Do you guys want one?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go.
They walk off.
You?
Danielle's eyes widen as she looks across at a man's back wearing a brown jacket that says Marine Corps Recon. She furrows her brow as the man turns and takes out his phone. Pierce stares at her.
Are you okay?
No, just a lot of happy holiday faces. We should get home and decorate the tree.
He studies her, then nods.
Sure.
Her smile fades as her eyes scan the area again. She furrows her brow and looks down.
And now for the best part.
The star!
Will you do the honors for us, Audrey?
Okay. I'm gonna lift you up. Ready? One, two, three.
He lifts her up and she puts the star on top of the tree.
There we go.
He sets her down.
Perfect tree.
They smile.
It's not.
From above they look at her.
Hi, honey.
Audrey sulks.
We're still missing Daddy's ornament. Did you find it, Mommy?
No, I haven't.
What does it look like? Maybe I can help.
It's a little gold bell with a red ribbon. Colby gave it to me.
She nods.
Everywhere, but I don't think we're gonna find it.
Audrey frowns.
It is time for you to put on your PJs and brush your teeth.
She nods.
Upstairs.
Audrey starts walking, then turns around.
Pierce, if Mommy says it's okay, can you take me to the Christmas dance?
Danielle turns to him, mouth agape.
I am more than okay with it. You know what? Pierce is a better dancer than I am anyway.
Pierce walks to Audrey and crouches down to her.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you, Audrey.
You're welcome.
They hug.
Okay. Good night.
She goes upstairs. Danielle touches her heart. Pierce stands and turns to Danielle, who smiles and shakes her head.
I just made my Christmas.
I think you made hers, too. Seriously, though, it is going to be 3 hours of boy bands and tween girls.
Bring it on. They ain't seen nothing like me.
They embrace.
Tell me a story.
Well, I got a new book. An elf and a fairy save Christmas with their magical powers. How can you resist?
Audrey stares at her.
Daddy, tell me about this ornament. Why do you make it?
Danielle lowers her eyes and sets the book down.
Right?
She puts her arm around Audrey.
It was Christmas morning, about a year after we met.
Danielle smiles at Colby and reaches into a gift bag and takes out a journal.
Oh, I love it.
She runs her hand over the front monogrammed with Danielle.
Okay, here is your last one.
She hands him a gift bag. He reaches in and takes out a framed photo of them.
Our unofficial first date.
Look at us.
It's the best day of my life meeting you.
They smile.
Mine too.
She gazes at him.
I have one more thing. It's not really a present, it's more of a commitment.
He walks away. Her eyes widen and she covers her mouth. He hands her a puppy.
Oh, he's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh. He's a rescue. I thought he could keep you company whenever I'm away.
Oh, I love him so much already.
There's one more thing. It's on his collar.
He slips a ring off of Star's collar.
Wait, are you serious?
Danielle, I have never loved anyone the way I love you. I was always that Marine who wasn't afraid to die. And then I met you. And you give me a reason to want to make it home. But I know it's a lot to ask to be with me. This military life can be hard. And if it's too much, I totally understand.
No. There are no guarantees in life.
He blinks and smiles.
Sometimes the best things come from the biggest risks. You know, my mom always said to follow my heart.
She takes his hand.
Your heart is with you.
They smile. He moves to one knee.
We met just before Christmas, so this felt like the perfect day to ask. Because I want to spend every Christmas with you for the rest of my life. Danielle Randall, will you marry me?
Star licks her face.
Yes.
He puts the ring on her finger as Star licks her face. They kiss. She hugs Star as she gazes at him.
I can't wait to tell everybody we're engaged.
We have a puppy.
Oh, yes, we got a puppy.
He needs a name.
Oh, my goodness, you need a name. Yeah.
From above, she looks up at the tree topper, a star.
Star.
Star. It's perfect.
Star.
She kisses him.
Our first Christmas ornament together.
He holds up the red ribbon with a bell that was Star's collar. She puts Star in his lap and hangs the ornament on the tree.
We're engaged.
She beams.
Is Daddy watching over us?
Always, honey. Always.
So he knows I didn't brush my teeth.
Danielle's eyes widen.
You better get in that bathroom and brush those teeth.
Audrey hops out of bed. An American flag hangs in front of the house. Danielle lays in bed. Her eyes blink open. Audrey sits up. They walk down the stairs.
What's that?
Well, either Santa's reindeer hiding in the closet or Star got in the Christmas ornaments again.
Star looks under the sofa.
Star, come here, boy. Star, come here, boy. Come here.
Star brings her the bell.
The ornament.
Yeah, it is.
Danielle furrows her brow.
It must have been under the couch.
Which is weird, because I've looked under there a million times.
She stares at the bell as she holds it in her hand. She looks up with a furrowed brow. Danielle is on her laptop looking at a headline that reads Marine Corps Force Recon Plane Crash 11 Confirmed Dead 1 Missing Presumed Dead with a photo of Colby next to Presumed Dead. She shakes her head. She closes her laptop.
And this badge is going to Grace Community Church. Thank you so much.
Sophia walks up with magazines.
Bearing inspiration. I think you are going to look great in a strapless dress this time.
Thank you.
She keeps walking.
Before I run out and get some golf magazines?
Sure, yeah.
Danielle!
Danielle turns.
What's going on? Can I ask you something?
Sophia nods.
Signs. Things written in the stars kind of signs. Like someone or something is trying to send you a message.
Okay, I think we're talking in code now. Do you want to tell me what's going on there, Nancy Drew?
Danielle ushers her to sit with her at a table.
I started telling Audrey these stories about Colby before bed. And the first one I told her was about the night we met at the Christmas tree lighting.
That was such a fun night. Your jokes were so bad.
Danielle raises her brow.
Well, yesterday at the Christmas tree lot, the guy said King of Trees. I mean, you remember Colby said that.
And
later I saw a guy who looked just like him in his Force Recon jacket.
Well, it is a military town, Danielle.
Okay, so how about this one? Last night I told her the story about how Colby proposed to me with that ornament. Well, it's been missing for 3 years. Star found it this morning.
Sophia smiles. Danielle looks up.
Why are all of these strange things happening?
They're called coincidences?
This is gonna sound crazy, but I feel Colby's presence. It's like he's all around me.
Okay, look. I don't mean to psychoanalyze, but you did just get engaged. Maybe you're feeling a little guilt on some level, like you're betraying Colby, even though you are not, of course.
Danielle nods.
And it's Christmas. A lot of big things in your life have happened around the holidays.
True.
Colby, he was your first love. He's always going to be a part of you. But you are allowed to be happy again.
Tears well in her eyes.
You're right.
They take hands.
Of course I am right.
Okay. You are going to focus on Pierce and the future, okay? Not some weird signs and things you can't control. It's Christmas. Enjoy this time.
Danielle nods and smiles through tears in her eyes. Jane and Audrey craft at the table.
That's a really good snowman.
Can we hang these on the tree?
The more ornaments, the better.
Since we have a noble fir, we can hang as many as we want, just like Daddy said.
Pierce eyes Audrey, then glances to Danielle.
Hey, Audrey, have you decided what you're going to wear to the dance yet?
Mommy bought me a new dress.
Well, I'm going to wear a red and green tie with little dancing Santas on it.
Cool. Come on, Nancy Jane, let's go hang these up.
Yeah, let's put these on the tree.
They walk into the other room. Pierce watches as Danielle wrings her hands, then starts to pick up the craft supplies on the table. She looks up at him. He studies her. She looks off to where Audrey and Jane went, then furrows her brow.
It's kind of hard to talk to you about, but I always want us to be open.
Of course.
He steps closer to her.
A lot of memories of Colby have been popping up lately. And I guess maybe it's because of our engagement and Audrey's curiosity.
Pierce shakes his head.
This is probably the last thing you want to hear about.
Hey, no. I miss Colby too. I can only imagine what you must be feeling right now. You know that you can talk to me about him anytime.
She smiles.
So sweet. And I will. But right now, I want to focus on us. We're engaged.
Right. You're my fiancé. I think that's the first time I've said that out loud.
They hold hands.
Have you thought about a date yet?
Oh, gosh. No.
And we should also talk about where we're going to live, because my condo's too small, and we need to find a good school district for Audrey. I hope it's okay. I actually talked to a realtor friend of mine the other day.
Already?
Too soon?
No. I just hadn't thought about moving off base. But it makes sense. We should move once we're married.
Look, it's okay. We do not have to make any of these decisions today.
Yeah, maybe we just make it through the holidays.
You're right. And you know me, if you'll let me, I'll have a retirement mapped out for New Year's. You're okay with Florida, right?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I'm sorry.
She lightly taps him.
Good.
Audrey looks at a photo.
What's this, Mommy?
Oh, a wedding photo. That is Jenny. She was the flower girl at our wedding. She's the daughter of one of Daddy's friends from his unit.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle looks at the photo.
She's a teenager by now. I haven't seen her or Mom Lisa in years.
I wish I was at your wedding. What was it like? Do you have any more good stories?
We move to the left into the past.
It's a very cold Christmas Eve.
Jenny in her white dress. Her mom guides her forward where Danielle is waiting in her gown.
She's a little bit nervous.
Oh. You know what? I'm feeling a little nervous too. Do you think you could help me?
Yeah, Jenny nods.
We're brave together.
Yeah. Thank you.
I say let's do this.
Jenny walks down the aisle, dropping flower petals along the way from her basket. Jane walks down the aisle in her bridesmaid's dress, smiling, followed by Sophia. Danielle walks down in her gown with lace sleeves and a red rose bouquet. Everyone stands. She sees Pierce in the aisle, smiling at her. Her gaze settles on Colby in uniform at the altar.
You look amazing.
They take hands.
The first night I met you, when you rescued me,
I saw a light inside you that has never dimmed.
And on this Christmas Eve, I will keep my promise of a lifetime of Christmases together. I will always come home to you, Danielle. And I promise to always laugh at your jokes.
Liar.
The bridesmaid smile.
I thought that a short circuit would have led to a love like this.
He slides the ring on her finger.
I cannot wait to walk through this life with you, Colby Ames.
They kiss.
Are you and Pierce gonna have a wedding?
Yeah, sure. It'll probably be small.
That sounds boring.
Are you sure you're not turning 18?
Audrey smiles.
Let's get you into bed.
Danielle walks downstairs. Jane appears with wine.
Glass of wine.
Do you even have to ask?
Well, I guess not.
This is the first time we've actually got to talk since your big news.
They sit.
Feeling
good. A little overwhelmed. Pierce just brought up real estate.
Well, that's big. Are you ready to move?
He's right. I mean, if we get married, we have to move off base. And I'm just a little worried about uprooting Audrey's life. Not to mention the fact that after all these years, I still haven't packed up all of Colby's things.
Do you love Pierce?
She smiles.
I do.
She drinks her wine. Jane, closed mouth, smiles. Danielle opens a dresser drawer. She takes out Colby's uniform. She holds it up gingerly and gazes at it longingly. She brings it to her face and breathes it in. Tears well in her eyes as she hugs it. Danielle walks up to Tracy Cake's Bakery Cafe.
Oh, Danielle!
Danielle's eyes widen. Lisa turns up her palms. Danielle stands mouth agape. They hug.
Merry Christmas! It's been too long.
I know.
I am so surprised to see you here.
It's amazing we haven't run into each other sooner.
You remember Jenny? She's all grown up now.
Yes, of course. Hi.
Hey.
I was just telling Audrey about our wedding last night and how you were the cutest flower girl. But look at you now. You're so beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, I don't really remember it, but I've seen the pictures.
Jenny, would you mind helping Henry with the drinks?
Jenny gets up.
Can you stand for a minute? Oh, sure.
Lisa and Danielle sit.
How's Audrey doing? Oh, she's great. She turns 8 tomorrow,
but she still wants to see Santa today, so I haven't lost her yet.
Oh, sweet. Are you still teaching on bass?
Yeah, and I'm co-chairing the toy drive with Sophia again this year.
You should come hang out with our wives group. We miss you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I haven't been around.
Lisa studies her.
Too painful to see everybody.
They nod.
Well, we all handle grief differently. But think about it. We have dinners and book club. We do things with the kids sometimes, too. It's been hard for them without their dads.
Audrey has been asking a lot of questions about Colby lately.
I get it. Jenny talks about Doug constantly. I try to keep his memory alive as best I can. And Henry's been a great father figure to her, so.
Danielle's eyes widen.
Yeah, sorry, my husband. I got married.
What? That's wonderful.
Here you go.
Thank you, yeah. Henry, this is Danielle. Her husband was in Doug's unit. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, 4 months ago on the beach at sunset. It was small, but sweet.
Danielle smiles.
Sorry it took me so long to find a parking spot. The Christmas rush is on, people. It is pure madness out there.
Pierce, this is Henry. And you might remember Lisa and Jenny from my wedding.
Yes. Yes, of course. Hi.
These two just got married.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. Are
You two?
Points at the ring.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's so new. Just happened the other day. So
oh, this is great news. So when's the big day? Or is it too soon?
We haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it took us the longest time to get settled on a date when we got engaged.
Really?
It's a big moment, so, you know, we took our time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a few of the families are coming over for our annual s'mores and movie night tonight. We're going to watch some Christmas classics. Are you free?
We could go when I get off work, if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it sounds good.
She nods. We float over snowy rooftops, the outside of Toy Express.
I don't see anything, but I think the boss wants to throw you a surprise engagement party.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, sometime in the new year.
Pierce scoffs.
It's supposed to be one big happy family, you know?
Yeah, that's great, but you know how I feel about surprises.
That's what I'm telling you. Just act like you don't know.
Okay, I'll do my best.
They grab coffee.
Pierce, you deserve to celebrate.
They sit.
If we're half as happy as you and Susan, it'll be a good life.
It's gonna be a great life.
Yeah, I hope so.
He looks soft.
Everything's good, right?
Yeah. It's just...
He adjusts his spine.
Complicated, you know, with Colby. Yeah. One minute I think she's over him. The next minute it feels like he might as well be standing right next to me. We met one of her old friends today. And she didn't even tell her that we were engaged. And I just thought she'd be more excited.
It's the holidays, right? Everybody's got a million things going on in their minds.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm actually going to meet some of her old friends tonight. So I'm looking forward to that.
See?
Pierce nods.
Focus on having a good Christmas together. As a family.
Thanks, man. That looks really good. You want to trade?
He holds up a sandwich as Rick smiles at his homemade food. A stand for the Marine Corps Christmas toy drive. A man in uniform hands out candy canes next to an elf. Sophia, Danielle, and Audrey are in line for Santa.
We're gonna call a friend.
We'll save your spot. That's how the shopping go.
Oh, they got the most adorable little red sparkly boots with bows for Audrey.
Oh, too cute. I ran into Lisa Johnson today.
Lisa?
That's a name from the past. How's she doing?
Great. She just got married.
Oh, good for her. She must have been so happy about your engagement.
She was, but it was a little awkward.
Why?
Well, I forgot to tell her about it at first, and then she saw my ring in front of Pierce.
Scrunches her nose.
I was a little hurt that I hadn't mentioned it earlier.
Why didn't you say anything?
I think maybe I was a little thrown off by running into Lisa. So I was just telling Audrey last night about her, and then she shows up at the coffee shop today, out of the blue.
Lisa lives in town, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, but I haven't seen her since the funerals. What are the odds?
Danny, this isn't another sign, is it?
I don't know what's happening to me.
Sophia rubs her hand. Danielle wrinkles her brow.
I'm just confused. Hey, you should talk to Lisa. If anyone can understand what you're going through, it's her.
She glances down.
She did invite me to a s'mores and movie night with some of the families tonight.
You should go.
I am. We are. Pierce actually said yes before I had a chance to respond.
Well, he did you a favor.
My turn.
Audrey runs up to Santa.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Just don't put the brakes on the future in search of your past.
What's your name?
Audrey. I'm turning 8 tomorrow.
Happy birthday. Now what do you want for Christmas?
Can you make my bear sing again with my daddy's voice?
Santa looks to Danielle, who looks up.
That might be tough. We'll do the best we can.
Audrey smiles. Danielle forces a smile.
Audrey, honey, why don't we get going? There are other kids in line.
Audrey gets down. Santa looks at Danielle.
Thank you, Santa.
Sophia watches Danielle, then lowers her eyes. People sit around a bonfire.
You made it!
Hi!
Lisa and Danielle hug.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, Audrey!
Merry Christmas!
Audrey, this is Mrs. Johnson. Her daughter was the flower girl mommy's wedding photo that I showed you.
I hear it's someone's birthday tomorrow.
Me!
Double the December presents! Aren't you lucky? Come on, Audrey, let's go get the stuff for your s'mores. Have you ever tried them with peppermint?
This is really nice. I'm glad we came.
Yeah, this is great.
He looks around at the circle.
Looking forward to making our own traditions.
He smiles at her. She purses her lips, then turns to face him.
You know what? Let's go ahead and pick a date.
Pierce studies her.
Weddings always look so perfect in magazines.
Okay. June it is, then.
And let's talk to your real estate friend. We can start looking at some places.
Okay, now that calls for some mulled wine.
She smiles. They hug. He puts his arm around her. They roast marshmallows over the fire from under blankets. Audrey and Pierce sit next to each other eating s'mores. Other families sit around with cocoa. Danielle feeds Pierce some of her s'more. A mom and daughter smile as they roast marshmallows. Danielle, Pierce, and Audrey eat their s'mores. The families stand around the fire smiling. Danielle, Pierce, and Audrey take a selfie.
Everyone, it's movie time.
Lisa rubs her hands together as the crowd moves inside.
Ready?
Pierce and Audrey walk in.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Danielle holds Lisa back.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Mm-hmm. Here, have a seat.
They sit.
Was it hard for you to say yes to Henry with everything you've been through?
Lisa glances up and nods.
It was hard just to say yes to coffee. Everything reminded me of Duck. I'd smell his cologne. I'd see his face in every Marine. I felt like I was betraying him somehow.
That's kind of how I've been feeling.
It's part of the process when you lose someone. Henry and I actually met at a support group. He lost his wife, and we were going through a lot of the same things.
Wow.
Lisa nods.
Pierce and I decided to pick a date, and I want to be more excited about it, but I feel like something's holding me back.
I get it. The first time I saw Doug in uniform, I thought my heart was gonna leap out of my chest. The world stopped.
Her face falls.
I love Henry. It's just different. He's a good man. He's a great father. And he's an accountant. He comes home every night.
Well, that is definitely a perk. That and getting your taxes done for free.
Oh, so true. And I think the challenge to finding love again is realizing that no two relationships are the same.
I'm so glad you said that. Because sometimes I feel like I'm two different people. One person with Colby and another one with Pierce.
This is why you need to come hang out with the wives again. We talk about all this stuff.
Maybe I should.
Listen, everything you're feeling is completely normal. Enjoy your engagement. Pierce is a catch.
Danielle smiles and nods. Danielle's house lit up at night.
Okay. Hop in there, kiddo.
Audrey gets into bed.
Okay, bud. Let's lay down. Good boy. Oh, thank you. All right, there we go. It's your big birthday party tomorrow. You excited?
So excited. What time was I born at?
Well, you were born at 11:55 a.m.
Audrey wrinkles her brow.
About that day?
Well, it was almost Christmas. You were early, and Mommy was not ready.
We move right into the past where it's snowing.
Forecast, we can expect up to 18 inches of snow, approaching the all-time record for Virginia. Folks, this could leave us with a blanket of the white stuff that could last until Christmas.
Did you just hear that?
She touches her belly.
It's supposed to land any minute.
They're the military. I'm sure they can land anywhere.
Okay, please tell me that's too many Christmas cookies and not a contraction.
I don't know. I mean, I've never done this before.
You know, I'm going to drive you to the hospital.
No, you are a terrible driver of the snow.
Okay, I won't take that personally.
Jane, I think my water just broke.
Okay, I'm going to call an ambulance. Hello? My sister is in labor. I need an ambulance to 4843 Flagtop Drive on base. I understand. Please hurry. They're coming as fast as possible, but the roads are really bad.
Call Colby.
We spin to the right where Colby walks out of a plane into the snow.
Hello?
Colby?
Did you land?
I can't hear you.
Did you land?
Yes, Jane. Is Danielle okay?
She's having the baby.
She had the baby?
Colby? It's happening.
My water broke.
Don't worry. I'm coming to you. I'll get you to the hospital.
He rushes into an Humvee. He drives off. We float over the base as the snow falls.
Where's the ambulance?
I don't know.
Where's Colby?
The snow hasn't stopped.
Jane looks outside. He rushes in.
Let's go. Come on.
So happy to see you.
Look at her.
She holds baby Audrey.
Everything's so perfect.
She shakes her head.
She's us.
Beautiful like her mother.
Impatient like her daddy. Thank goodness she waited.
Danielle looks down at her newborn.
It'll be our first Christmas together as a family.
They smile at each other, then look down at Andre looking up at them with big eyes.
Daddy was always saving the day. He could get out of any jam.
She stares off. Danielle snaps back.
Sorry, honey. I was just thinking about all the things I have to do for your birthday party tomorrow. You better get some sleep.
Falling asleep. Now.
Good night, honey.
Danielle types on her laptop in bed. She sets the computer down.
And the weather is next. Sometimes we in the weather business get things wrong. This snowstorm seems to have come out of nowhere. And get this, it'll disappear just as fast as it came.
She puts her hair up and turns. She furrows her brow and goes to the window and parts the curtains to reveal a snowstorm. Her jaw drops as she looks at the falling snow. She lets the curtain fall. She furrows her brow. From above, Audrey makes snow angels with other kids. Pierce and Danielle help the kids make a snowman. Pierce throws snow playfully at Star. Audrey throws a snowball at Pierce, who pretend dies. He holds up a sled as a shield. Danielle takes a selfie with a snowball fight in the background. She snaps more photos. The kids enter the house and stop in the mudroom to take off their jackets and boots.
Everybody, who is ready to decorate some cookies?
The girls sit decorating cookies with Pierce. Danielle sets napkins on the table. Sophia tiptoes in with a bakery box. Danielle looks at the cake.
Ready? It's perfect, thank you.
Do you have the candles?
Yes.
She stares off.
16 candles?
Puts the cake down and takes her hand.
You're a million miles away again. What's going on? Sorry, I was just thinking about the snowstorm this morning.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, we live in Virginia. We hardly ever get weather like this in December.
It's winter. These things happen.
I know, but last night Audrey and I were talking about the day she was born. Do you remember how bad the weather was that day?
You almost didn't make it to the hospital in time. Where are you going with this?
Don't you think it's strange that of all days, today, all this snow?
Her eyes well
it's
up.
It's like the universe or Colby is speaking to me.
I'm saying, what exactly?
Has it ever bothered you that they found every Marine in Colby's unit except him? Because it bothers me.
Sweetie, please don't go down this road again. You're doing so well.
I just wish I had closure. You know, like the other families, not knowing where Colby is still.
She flutters her eyes.
I can't even pretend to understand how hard this is for you. But we know he's not alive.
She looks into her eyes.
What if he's trying to tell me something?
Like he's still alive, Danielle? So let's say he did survive the actual crash.
Danielle wipes away a tear.
And next, they went down in the Gulf of Aden. That's bigger than the state of Florida.
Well, we've all seen Castaway. He survived.
That was a movie, Danielle.
Pierce watches them.
I actually survive on deserted islands talking to basketballs in real life.
She rolls her eyes. She smiles.
Why don't you go speak to my dad again? What did he say back when it happened?
He told me everything he could.
We'll talk to him again.
Doesn't he have an entire military base to run, not deal with my problems?
Sophia rubs her shoulders.
He's in charge of 1,000 Marines. He's heard it all before, okay? And besides, you're like family.
She nods. She flashes a smile through her tears. Sophia hugs her. Pierce watches them. Danielle closes her eyes as they hug. Jane enters with a gift bag while Pierce lights the candles on the cake.
It's almost time.
It's a genie, made it.
I got someone to cover for me at the hospital. I would miss this for the world.
Perfect timing. You ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
He sets the cake down with 8 candles. The scene changes to the cake having 4 candles. We move up to see Colby. Danielle stares at him.
Happy birthday.
She snaps back. Pierce glances at her. He slides the cake toward her.
Happy birthday to you.
She blows out the candles.
Last one.
One more.
Yay!
Audrey smiles. Pierce looks at Danielle and smiles. Danielle locks eyes with him, then looks away suddenly. Danielle's house at night.
Audrey, before I go, I have one more gift. Okay? Close your eyes.
She covers her eyes.
Do not look.
Okay, open them.
She opens her eyes to see a necklace.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's blue topaz. It's your birthstone. Brilliant icy blue.
I love it.
May I put it on you?
She turns around.
Here, let me help, honey.
Danielle lifts her hair while Pierce puts it on.
Oh, wow.
Let me see.
She turns around.
Oh.
It looks so good.
Why don't you go wash up? I'll be right behind you. Oh.
Audrey hugs Pierce. Danielle touches her heart. Audrey runs off.
That was so thoughtful of you.
You know what? I actually had a lot of fun shopping for her.
She shakes her head.
What were you and Sophia talking about earlier?
When?
In the hallway when she brought the cake. Seemed a little intense.
She takes a deep breath.
Right. Remember I told you about all the memories and things I've been going through lately?
Yeah.
Things have been happening. Like signs or something. Maybe it's because of Christmas or because Audrey's been asking more questions about her dad. It's got me out of sorts. And I am so sorry. It's not fair to you.
She takes his hand.
How can I help?
I love that you're always here for me.
She shakes her head.
Right now, I know it's a lot to ask, but maybe just if you can have some patience with me.
Yeah.
He furrows his brow and lowers his eyes.
Talk to General Anderson about the crash.
Is there something new?
I don't know. I haven't checked in with him in a while. And since they never found Colby, I thought I would ask some questions, get an update.
Oh, okay.
He stares at her.
Danielle, are we okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yes, hey, of course. It's just something I need to do for myself.
He nods.
Thank you.
She kisses his hand. Star lies in his bed.
5 more days till Christmas.
Daddy bought me this bear for my birthday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
She points left.
Right in that chair and recorded Silent Night.
She stares into space.
Why doesn't my bear play anymore?
Probably because we played it too much.
She smiles.
Well, maybe it just needs new batteries.
I already tried that, but I'll try again.
Audrey looks up to her with big eyes.
You know what? Why don't I sing to you tonight?
Okay.
Audrey closes her eyes.
Silent night.
She looks off in the direction of the chair.
Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
She glances down to Audrey.
The unvirgin mother and child.
Tears well in her eyes. She changes the batteries in the stuffed bear. She turns it over and presses the button. She shakes it.
Why won't you work? Oh. And why am I talking to a bear?
Danielle is shown to an office on the base. General Anderson stands.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, General.
Have a seat.
They sit.
I have someone to talk to who doesn't have to salute me. I hear you got engaged to Pierce Hammond.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And when's the big day?
Next June, we think. Audrey and I are going to be moving off base.
You'll keep teaching for us, though, right?
I'm still sorting things out.
Oh, I hope so. Sophia says you have questions about Colby's incident.
I do.
May I ask why the questions now? It's been over 3 years.
Well, Audrey has her Christmas father-daughter dance coming up, and it's brought up a lot of discussions.
I'm sure it has.
Danielle looks down.
Sir, I remember the day you pulled into our driveway like it was yesterday.
I admired your strength.
Thank you. I tried for Audrey.
She nods.
When it happened, I was so full of grief. It was all I could do to keep my head above water. I was not thinking clearly at all.
She shakes her head.
Could you please describe to me again exactly what happened?
Well, it was nighttime when a surface-to-air missile hit the aircraft over the Gulf of Aden. 9 men from the unit and 2 pilots were found strapped in their seats. Colby was not in the plane, as you know.
Is it at all possible he was captured?
The insurgents publicly claimed responsibility for all the deaths.
Furrows her brow.
They didn't know Colby was there? What if he swam to safety somehow?
The aircraft was found miles offshore. I mean, the most likely outcome said he was swept into the open water.
I thought I was okay about Colby's passing, but I don't know. Something doesn't feel right.
Danielle, I'm sorry, but every piece of intelligence tells us that Colby's gone. That's why the military officially declared him dead.
She nods.
Colby was a hero.
She looks up.
The good memories you had with him. And share those with Audrey.
She purses her lips, then nods.
I think this is exactly what I needed to hear.
She smiles. 2 Marines walk on the base. Danielle walks into the toy drive.
Hi, girl. Hi, Sergeant.
Hi, Mom.
Danielle pats her head.
I did not think this place could get more festive.
We aimed, please. How'd it go with my dad?
Good. It was stuff I'd heard before, but he really helped put it into perspective.
I'm so happy to hear that. So we're done with the cosmic Christmas?
Yes. Like you said, coincidences.
Audrey bounds up.
Mommy, I wrapped so many toys.
Nice. Do you have fun with Sophia?
Sophia brings a finger to her mouth.
Let me guess. Candy canes, and more candy canes.
That is classified information. It's also a tongue twister.
Yep.
Can Sophia come over tonight?
Oh, I actually have a date.
Who is the lucky fella?
You know the football coach at school?
His brother.
That's a random connection.
Let's hope it's a love connection. He's taking me to an ugly Christmas sweater party with his friends. And if it goes bad, I am going to text you the code word jingle, and you're going to call me right away with something very important you need my help with.
Do not listen to that.
Danielle covers Audrey's ears.
You, my dear, are going to stay home with Auntie Jane because Mommy's going to Pierce's holiday work party.
Yay!
Oh, well, don't miss me too much.
Audrey runs off. Danielle wrinkles her brow.
So I told your dad how we're going to be leaving the base. How Pierce is already looking for houses. And a new school for Audrey.
Wait, you're not going to keep her at the base school?
It feels like we need a fresh start.
You're still going to teach here, right? And the toy drive?
There's so many memories here.
She nods.
We need to move forward.
You love the school. And you've made such an impact on the kids and the community.
Maybe I could do that with new kids. Find a new place to volunteer.
They both force smiles.
Yeah.
From behind a tower of champagne, Danielle and Pierce are at the holiday party.
We are so excited for you two.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a very lucky man.
The woman looks at Danielle's ring.
Pierce has good taste.
Doesn't he?
So where's the honeymoon? Best part about getting married?
We have not figured that out yet.
I'm looking at some beach destinations, actually. There's nothing better than relaxing on a beach with a good book, right?
Danielle sips her drink.
So, thank you for another great year.
From the designers to the sales team,
you're the best in the business. And we should be so proud of how much this company has grown. Woo!
He raises a glass. Now,
I can't leave you without one of my signature Christmas jokes.
Oh, boy.
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Rick shakes his head.
A cookie sheet.
We have a winner. Pierce, she's a keeper. All right, everyone have a great night. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry, his jokes are so annoying. Thank you for indulging him.
I actually thought it was kind of funny.
He stares at her blankly. She lowers her eyes.
What? I'm going to go use the restroom.
Sure, I'll get us another drink.
Okay.
She turns and leaves. He watches her go. From above, she goes off to the left and he walks to the bar on the right. Guests talk and laugh.
Two more of those.
Pierce hunches over the bar, staring off into space.
You all made you look good with the boss.
He doesn't look up.
Everything okay?
I think so. I don't know. She went to see General Anderson again today. Because he's been dealing with a lot of Colby stuff.
Like what?
Questions about his death. I think a lot of it is coming from Audrey, which is stirring up a lot of old feelings for Danielle.
Any concern that's cold for cold feet?
To be honest, I was worried about that. But then Danielle just picked a wedding date, and she said she wanted to look for houses together.
What do you mean? That's great. Sounds like everything's on track.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know what I've been meaning to ask you? If you would be my best man.
He raises his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yes.
They hug.
Awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Did I just hear best man?
You're looking at him.
Aw, that's awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Anything for this guy.
Pierce hands her her drink.
Is it okay if we get going?
There's a couple people I'd like you to meet, actually.
Well, I told Audrey I'd be home in time to put her to bed. Okay. And I just got a text from Sophia. She wants me to rescue her from the state she's on. I think it's kind of a 911 situation.
Ooh, that bad, huh? I am so glad I'm not in the dating scene anymore.
Who are you telling? When Susan and I were dating, it was all flowers and candy. Now you need like a million date naps for every move, right?
Thank you for taking me out of my misery. I would never last. Okay, let's get you home.
Oh, great.
All right, well, good seeing you, Danielle.
Oh, you too.
They hug.
Good night.
And I will see you tomorrow, last day before Christmas break.
Cannot wait.
Danielle's house at night. She undoes her seatbelt.
Thank you for a fun evening.
He wrinkles his brow.
Danielle, we do not have to go to the beach for our honeymoon. I should have checked with you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. The beach is relaxing, like you said. And I could use more of that.
She nods. He studies her.
You're not having second thoughts, are you?
About the vacation? No.
No. About getting married?
No. I haven't told you how grateful I am for you, how wonderful you are. And how thankful I am you haven't gone running with all my baggage.
You are more than worth it.
Thank you. I've been so wrapped up in my own stuff, I haven't asked how you're doing.
You know what? I'm feeling a lot better now.
He gazes at her.
I love you, Danielle.
I love you too.
They gaze at each other. They kiss.
Good night.
Good night.
She gets out of the car. He watches her. She stops, turns and waves to him. He waves back. She turns back and walks to the house. Her smile fades as he drives away.
Hi, honey. Seems like you and Auntie Jane had fun tonight.
She sits on the bed.
Mommy, when's the last time you saw Daddy?
Oh, honey, it's late. We can talk about it tomorrow, okay?
Please, Mommy.
Danielle blinks.
He was on that last mission overseas when he called me.
A video call.
Fly to a new location tonight.
Be safe, okay?
Always.
He smiles.
I want you and Audrey to know how much I love you.
I love you so much.
Can't wait for you to get home.
I left something for you. You'll find it in the back.
The video breaks up.
Colby? Colby, here.
She looks at the blank screen.
Was it, Mommy?
I don't know, honey. I've replayed that conversation in my head so many times.
I remember when Daddy left. I asked him for a baby brother or sister. He told me yes.
And then he said he would move heaven and earth to come home to us.
Maybe he's still trying, Mommy.
Daddy will always be with us.
Audrey looks up with big eyes.
But right now, let's you and I focus on what a great Christmas we're going to have. Because before you know it, it's going to be Christmas Eve. And guess who's going to be here?
Makes an O with her mouth.
Okay, you.
Tuck in.
Audrey settles under the covers.
Good night.
Danielle kisses her cheek. She sleeps. Danielle's house at night. Danielle sits with Jane, who has poured her a glass of wine.
Thank you.
Audrey told me you've been telling her bedtime stories about Colby.
Yeah. I was really struggling with it at first. But now it's easier. I actually just told her about the last time I saw Colby. Remember how every time he deployed, he told me that if he didn't make it home, he was okay if I moved on?
Yeah. Must have been so hard for him to say that to you.
Do you think he would approve of me and Pierce?
Definitely. Colby would have wanted you to be with someone that treats you like gold.
And he does. It's just that with Colby, I never had any doubt.
Jane lowers her eyes.
I didn't know you were struggling so much.
Honestly, I have been feeling a little crazy lately.
You're the most rational person I know. And if you're feeling something, it's for a good reason.
Thank you.
Jane smiles at her.
What if I go for a quick walk?
Go for a long walk. Clear your head.
Danielle touches her knee and smiles. We float above the snowy rooftops of the town at night. A couple walks under the Camp Bancroft Christmas Tree Lighting Festival banner. Danielle walks through and stops to look at the tree. She takes out her phone and looks at the selfie of her and Colby in front of the tree years ago. She looks up at the tree. Her eyes become glassy. She puts her hands in her coat pockets.
I never stopped loving you.
She talks to the tree.
I can feel you here with me. It's almost like that first night we met. I hope you're okay with me marrying Pierce. It's just, it's hard for me because it feels like I'm saying goodbye to you. It makes us feel so final.
She wrinkles her brow and the lights on the tree flicker. Danielle furrows her brow and looks down. She glances up at the tree once more, then slowly walks away. People enter through a door with a sign that says welcome. Inside, the toy drive is in full swing. From behind the Christmas tree, Sophia hands Jane a hot cocoa. Rick and Pierce cheers with another friend. Audrey hangs out with some other kids. Jenny and Henry sit at a table talking. Kids play with stuffed animals. A woman gets a candy cane down from the tree for a boy.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Oh, look at you.
We distributed 10,000 toys this year.
You and Sophia have really outdone yourselves.
Oh, thank you. It's because we have the most incredible volunteers.
Elves hand out toys.
You know, I want to thank you for being there for me yesterday.
Anytime. You'll always be a part of the Marine Corps family.
He lifts his brows.
Thank you.
He leaves. Lisa approaches.
Great to be back.
Oh, it's been so wonderful seeing everybody. I did not realize how much I missed you all. Thank you for the impromptu therapy session.
No, I'm always here to talk. And you're doing great.
She takes her hand.
You mentioned a book club.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to read more. Would you let me know when the next one is?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Merry Christmas, Danielle.
Merry Christmas.
They hug. Danielle looks around at all the decorations and volunteers. She puts her arm around Sophia.
So beautifully. We make a good team. We do. I'm gonna miss seeing you every day if you leave this place. I haven't decided what I'm gonna do yet, but if I do go, we will see each other all the time, okay? Do you promise? Promise. So thanks to all of you and this amazing community. We've helped thousands of families have a special Christmas this year.
Danielle applauds the crowd as well. Pierce beams at her.
And before I go, as I look around this room, I'm reminded what Christmas is all about. Family, friends. My husband once promised me a lifetime of Christmases. But the truth is, none of us know what tomorrow will bring.
Pierce swallows hard.
We should embrace the past. But being truly present and in the moment with the people you love the most, that's the greatest present of all.
Jane and Audrey smile at each other. Danielle smiles.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Audrey jumps up and down, smiling. Danielle walks away from the mic. Pierce tries to smile, but it fades as he watches her.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Pierce approaches Danielle.
Hi.
I'm gonna head out.
Do you want to grab dinner?
You know, I've got a few presents left to wrap, so a rain check?
She nods.
Coffee at our spot tomorrow morning?
Sounds good.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
That's because sugar is not a food group.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He kisses her cheek, then leaves.
Bye, kiddo.
She watches him go. From above, Danielle folds tissue paper over a uniform in the gift box. She opens another box and takes out a camera and a passport. She takes out her journal that Colby had given her for Christmas.
Journal.
She opens it. She smiles and turns a page. She turns to the last page and furrows her brow.
What is this?
She picks up a loose note tucked in the back.
I'm writing this note, hoping it'll be a nice surprise one night when you're missing me. Even though I'm thousands of miles away, I'm always thinking of you and Audrey. I remember what you said the day I proposed. Follow your heart. Best decision I ever made. Give Audrey a big kiss. I'll deliver your kiss in person. Love always. Colby.
Her eyes well with tears. She lowers the note as tears stream down her face and she looks up.
I think I found what Colby left me.
Really?
A note in my journal. Somehow it got mixed up with his things when he died.
What did it say?
To follow my heart.
And where is your heart leading you?
Good question.
Jane smiles. Danielle pouts.
Why does life have to be so hard sometimes?
They take hands.
You'll make the right decision.
She nods. Danielle breathes deeply. We move from a latte with a foam heart on it up to Pierce's face as he looks down with his arms folded. Danielle walks in the coffee shop. She looks around and spots Pierce sitting with his back to her. She stops, wringing her hands as she stares at him. She walks to him and puts a hand on his back.
Hi.
He smiles, stands and hugs her. They release the hug and she looks at him and smiles.
Beautiful as always.
Oh.
They sit. He gestures to her latte.
Thank you.
They look at each other.
Pierce,
Danielle, there's something. I'm sorry, you go first.
No, please.
I've been thinking about what we both want.
He shakes his head.
I'm dreaming of the perfect house and planning for retirement, whereas I'm not even sure you're ready to leave the base. I wonder if we're in two different places in our lives.
Her brow furrows and she leans forward.
I'm wondering the same thing. Pierce, I want you to know I wouldn't trade what we've had for anything. Without your friendship, your love, over these past few years, I honestly don't know how I'd have made it through. I am forever grateful.
He tilts his head.
We're good at being friends, aren't we? It's easy to see why we thought we could be more.
She looks into his eyes.
I'm sorry.
He shakes his head.
I'm sorry for being you. And I won't be for being me. I want to be with somebody who wants to shout from the rooftops that we are in love.
She nods. He smiles at her.
But did you still want me to take Audrey to the father-daughter Christmas dance, if it's not too awkward?
Shakes her head.
Really? But I think I need to take her myself. I hope you'll still stay part of our lives. Audrey, of course, adores you. Me too.
She smiles.
You're not gonna get rid of me that easily.
They both smile. Danielle appears in a doorway. Audrey frowns.
What's going on?
I don't want to go to the dance tonight.
Oh, honey. I know it's been tough lately. We've been finally talking about your daddy, but we should have been doing that all along. That's mommy's fault. I was trying to push the pain away by pretending it wasn't there. And I realize now that wasn't right.
And I have you to thank for that.
Really?
She nods.
Honey, there's something else I want to talk to you about. Pierce and I are not going to get married anymore.
She looks down.
I like Pierce.
I do too. And he cares about you so much. He always will.
So does that mean I don't have to go to the dance?
I think we should go like we planned, together.
But what if the girl I told you about says I'm weird?
She narrows her eyes.
Not a very nice one.
Exactly.
Audrey smiles.
You and I are going to march through this world together, holding hands. Yeah, and I am going to be with you every step of the way. And if I have to tell you a bedtime story about your daddy every night until you graduate for college, I will. So what do you say?
Yes.
You ready to put your dancing shoes on?
She nods.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
They hug.
We're looking at a white Christmas, folks. I'll have more on the falling temperatures later in the hour. Back to you, Scott.
The dance is on.
Yay, great.
The Marine Corps Special Operations Team has infiltrated an enemy compound in Yemen. We are getting word that several prisoners have been rescued in the mission. We'll bring you the latest details as they come into the newsroom.
Jane points the remote at the TV. Danielle furrows her brow and walks toward the TV.
Prisoners?
She shakes her head.
His plane crashed off the Gulf of Aden. That's right next to Yemen.
I wouldn't read too much into it.
I have to talk to General Anderson. Sophia? Hi. I need your help again.
Jane rests her face on her clasped hands. Danielle picks up the phone.
General Anderson, hi. Thank you so much for calling me.
Sophia tells me you have questions about the mission. The one on the news?
Yes.
General, is it possible that one of the prisoners they rescued knows what happened to Colby so that we can recover his body?
Danielle. According to the intelligence I've received, no U.S. military members were being held captive at that compound. Prisoners were all foreigners.
Is it possible someone can talk to them?
That's not how these things work. It's just not that simple. Danielle, I'd love nothing more than to bring you closure.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
She lowers the phone and hangs up. A sign reads, "Welcome to the Winter Wonderland Father and Daughter Dance." A girl walks in with her dad in uniform.
I don't think I have ever seen a little lady look more beautiful in my entire life.
Thanks, Mommy.
Daddy would be so proud.
Audrey smiles.
You ready?
Ready.
They take hands and walk in.
Okay, dads. And I know we got some moms in the house, too. I hope you're ready to rock until the break of 8 p.m.
We scan the dance floor full of fathers and daughters dancing and twirling. Audrey waves to some other girls.
Go ahead.
Are you sure, Mommy?
Yeah, honey, have fun.
She watches Audrey run off and dance with a group of girls. Danielle surveys the room, watching fathers and daughters dance and smile. She looks over towards Audrey dancing up a storm. She swallows hard as her eyes well with tears and she walks out of the room. She walks into the bathroom and looks at herself in the mirror.
Gents, it's time to slow it down for the father-daughter dance.
Audrey looks around the room. Her face falls. She lowers her head and goes to sit in a chair nearby. Danielle washes her hands in the bathroom and looks into her red eyes in the mirror.
You can do this.
She nods and smiles. She takes a deep breath in. She walks out of the bathroom. She walks past a Christmas tree with a bell ornament on a red ribbon. She stares at it and smiles. She shakes her head and touches it. Her eyes are glassy.
I wish we could have one more Christmas together.
She smiles and turns. Her eyes widen and her smile fades. She sees a man in fatigues with his back to her staring into the dance room. She furrows her brow and slowly walks to him. We move closer and closer to the man. She walks down the hallway. She slows to a stop. Her eyes fill with tears.
Colby?
The man turns around to reveal it's Colby. Her eyes widen as she stares at him, mouth agape.
Danielle.
They move to each other, her face twists as she tries to form words while crying. They stare deep into each other's eyes as they touch one another's faces. They kiss. We move in closer toward their embrace.
What?
My wife. My beautiful wife.
Her eyes dart over his face and she shakes her head.
I was captured and held at a compound, but there was a raid and there was an explosion and I escaped. I only found out later it was U.S. forces when I made my way to the embassy.
All these years, how did you survive?
He shakes his head.
I thought about you and Audrey every second of every day. And I promised you a lifetime of Christmases.
She smiles. They kiss again. She stares deep into his eyes.
So much.
I love you.
He lifts his brows.
Audrey, I need to see Audrey.
Audrey.
Audrey sits looking at the floor with a frown.
Christmas.
The shapes of Danielle and Colby Christmas appear walking toward her as she looks at the fathers and daughters dancing. Her face slowly turns to see them. Her face lights up. She stands and runs into his arms.
Yeah, baby girl. It's me. I'm home. I missed you so much.
I missed you every day.
He crouches down to her and shakes his head.
You got...
Her brow wrinkles and tears well in her eyes as she looks at him.
Love you, Daddy.
Danielle brings her hands in prayer to her mouth as tears stream down her face.
I love you too.
He glances at the dance floor.
May I have this dance?
She nods. They walk to the dance floor hand in hand. Danielle looks on with watery eyes. She shakes her head as she watches them dance.
As a young man, I flew away.
Colby holds out a hand to Danielle and she joins them on the dance floor. They touch foreheads and dance. She touches the back of his neck.
Helps you.
They look down at Audrey, who is hugging them both, looking up and smiling. They smile at her. We float away from the dance floor to see a hanging glittery star decoration.
Sweet simplicity of a loving family.
Danielle and Colby kiss.
Coming out of the cold.
They keep their foreheads together as they dance. Danielle and Colby's house at night.
Where are you, Daddy?
I was on a mission, and my plane broke. And I was trapped in a place I couldn't leave.
Like in the movies?
Like in the movies, but I'm okay now. Daddy's home for good. I told you, I'd move heaven and earth to get back to you.
You were right, Mommy. All the best things really do happen at Christmas.
They really do, honey.
Don't forget this guy.
He sets the teddy bear he gave her next to her.
He doesn't play your voice anymore.
Well, and it's good you got the real thing right here.
Will you tell me a story?
Sure, sweetie.
He raises his eyebrows.
Once upon a time.
Beautiful as can be.
We pull away from Audrey in bed and Danielle and Colby telling her a story.